35. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
And Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Welcome to the first episode of the Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Mark McNall, and my co-hosts are Cash Spinka and Nick Bentley. Make sure you like and subscribe to the Rocket Productions Network and follow our podcast on Spotify. So, Cash, you're in charge of the Georgia-Clemson game? Or no?
No.
You're in charge of Notre Dame-Texas A&M.
Yes, I was.
How did that game go?
So, overall, the score of that game was 23-13. Notre Dame did win. Notre Dame did not have a very good quarterback game. Riley Leonard did not pass as much. It was more of a running game.
Oh, yeah. How many yards did the running back have?
Jeremiah Love had 14 carries for 91 yards with one touchdown. And Jadarian Price had 8 carries for 44 yards and a touchdown. Their defense had 2 interceptions. And the Aggies also obviously did not have a good quarterback game because they did lose.
Nick, you're in charge of LSU, USC.
Yeah.
How did that game pan out?
Well, of course, USC won 27-20 because, you know, LSU, after Jaden Daniels, kind of went to the NFL. Miller Moss, the QB for USC, had 317 yards, 27 for 36 completions, and one touchdown.
And then I was in charge of the Georgia-Clemson game. I mean, Landon Humphrey had 2 catches for 1 touchdown and 63 yards with a long of 40 yards per catch, or with a long of 40. The score was 34-3. With the Bulldogs putting up 28.5. So the score going in halftime was 6-0.
Yeah, it was not a good game to watch.
No, it was awful. Carson Beck was 23 of 33. He had 278 yards with an average of 8.4. 2 touchdowns, no interceptions with a 91.7 QBR. Cade Kolpernick was 18 of 29 with 142 yards. Terrible quarterback play with an average of only 5 yards. Most running backs are doing that with 1 interception and a 40 QBR. So just not a fun game to watch. Most people turned off at halftime.
I know I did.
I turned it off after the first quarter.
I also did too.
Now, Meyer, you were at the K-State game. Tell us how that went.
I was. It was a fun game to be at. First game, Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards back there. I mean, it was a pretty boring game to watch once you got into it. I mean, K-State wasn't showing off all their stuff. I mean, we were hiding it all from you guys. You guys can't watch breakdown.
You guys are playing UT Martin.
Yeah.
Too crazy there.
Nah. Avery Johnson didn't play spectacularly. We did a lot of RPOs and a lot of runs to get Dylan Edwards in the game. I think Avery only had, 4 passes with 10-plus yards. Like, he only tried 4 passes with 10-plus yards. So, that's not Avery Johnson. He only scrambled out, 4 times. It's not what I'm expecting from K-State this year. So, somebody's been breaking the internet. 17-year-old Alabama player born February 9th, 2007, so barely a year older than us, had 2 catches for 2 touchdowns and 139 yards. Nick, how do we feel about that?
It's actually crazy to think that he's our age in college. He's not even 18 years old and putting up those numbers in a first game too.
He was in the class of 2025, then he reclassed in the class of 2024. So that is how he's eligible to be a 17-year-old in college. Cash, imagine you out there putting up those numbers.
Sounds pretty realistic to me.
Okay. Now for a word from our exclusive sponsor. Barron Concrete has been working locally and commercially in the Roseville area since 1980. They've been a part of major projects in the Roseville and Wichita area that have helped shape the community we know of today. If you have any questions, please contact them Monday through Friday. You can contact them at 316-618-6000. 6087 or at their website, baronconcrete.com. And now a word from our other sponsors.
The Rose Hill Rec Center was created in 1973 and has been a staple in the Rose Hill community as a place to work out and enjoy fitness. They have a 24-hour fitness center where you can work out in numerous ways. Their office is open 7:30 to 5 on Mondays through Fridays and closed on the weekends. They also have numerous rec leagues ranging from basketball to baseball for all ages. You can contact the Rose Hill Rec Center at 316-776-9880.
Morning Cup Farm has been family-owned and operated by Kelsey Lewis since 2018. The farm hosts a variety of events, including birthday parties, weddings, field trips, venue rentals, private farm playdates, glamper rental, and photography rentals. If you would like to contact them, you can call them at 316-208-4528, email at morninggritfarm@gmail.com, and the address is 15499 Southwest 140th Street, Rose Hill.
And we're back. So, we're obviously in Fantasy Football League. It's a 12-man league, right? We're not supposed to talk about that. So, Cash, record prediction for your fantasy football team. On the spot. Be realistic. Oof.
How many games are in a season?
There's like...
16.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10 and 6.
10 and 6? I think that's pretty realistic.
I'm gonna have to go with, like, 16. I'm going to go 8-8 because 8-8? I didn't really even draft.
I'm going to have to go 12-4 for my team. My team's got some dogs. So, obviously, we all drafted our teams except for Nick. So, yeah. Cash, who are the players you were looking out for in the draft, in the later rounds, in the middle rounds? Who are you, and even in the early rounds, who are you looking for?
So, unfortunately, I didn't get most of these players because I did have the 10th pick. So... I was trying to get Dak Prescott, but because of how good probably they're going to do this year, except for the playoffs, obviously.
Yeah.
Because now they have C.D. Lamb in his prime. They have a pretty good defense, so they're going to get the ball a lot.
Yeah, but I don't feel like they added much to the wide receiver core. They have C.D. and that's about it, and then it falls off.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they should have traded for... What's his name? Just went to the Eagles. J.K. Dobbins, right? From the Commanders. I think they should have traded for him. I think that would have been a good trade for them, but they didn't do anything off this offseason. Who else did you got?
I think Kyle Pitts is going to do pretty good this year. I mean, he just got a new quarterback, Kirk Cousins. I know Kirk Cousins is pretty old, and he's probably going to get hurt a lot, but...
Yeah.
But they did draft a rookie.
I think he will probably be the main... look for Kirk just because of how big he is, strong and agile.
Who else do you got?
I got DJ Moore because he's a newer, or he just got a new rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Generational prospect.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a bust, calling it.
I had Marvin Harrison, which I could not get in the second round. He just came off a great college season at Ohio State. And he's got Kyler Murray as his quarterback, who I think is very underrated.
Kyler Murray always, I feel like, is underrated. If you can get him off the video games, he'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then your last one?
I had Michael Pittman Jr. He now has a healthy quarterback, who I think will do pretty good this season. And I think he's probably one of the most underrated wide receivers in the league.
I feel like he's been very consistent over the past couple of years. I feel like this year he'll do the same. I don't feel like he's not injury prone. I feel like he'll do good. Who I had as my sleepers is Saquon Barkley. He was the definition of the meme with like the really bad house and the Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like once he got that O-line upgrade, I feel like he'll do really good this year. Kenneth Walker. He is just an overall stud. I mean, they got a new OC. He's going to get most of the goal line touches. They don't like Zach Charbonnet anymore. Did have him, but their new OC doesn't like him. And then I got rookie quarterback Jaden Daniels for fantasy football, like players with rushing upside, and he he is just perfect for that. If he learns to slide, he's going to be a dog. Then Zamir Wright, running back for the Raiders, behind Josh Jacobs last year. I think a part of the reasons they let Josh Jacobs go is because they know he's going to be a dog. And then Chris Godwin is my last receiver. I feel like he's going to do really well this year. They're putting him in the slot this year. And in previous years when he's been in the slot, he's been just crazy. Nick, who are your five sleepers?
Well, if I could pick. But my first would have to be Caleb Williams because, I mean, he's a rookie, of course. So you got to give some rookies a little look. Raheem Mostert.
Monster.
Same thing. You know, if you think about it. I mean, I just put him down because why not? I mean, for the Dolphins. But Zay Flowers, let me tell you about him. Man, something special right there for the Ravens.
Footwork and agility. Kills.
Yeah. Bryce Young for the Panthers. I mean, second year, I'm pretty sure. Probably he can do something. Probably get like 2,000 passing yards, you know what I'm saying?
That's really bad, Nick.
No.
You want like 5,000 to 6,000.
Well, same thing. And then Tank Dell. Really, I just put him down because I didn't have anybody else.
Just came off a very serious injury.
Came off a very serious injury. And some other things off. So, next subject. We're going to do a draft. Best college football players of all time. We're going to have a quarterback, running back, two wide receivers, and a tight end.
Yeah, my picks are not that well.
I've gifted myself the first pick. It is a snake draft. So, the order will go me, my friend Cash, and then Nick. So, first overall pick, I feel like you got to complicate this. Johnny Manziel, Heisman winner at freshman year.
I definitely think you passed up on an obvious option of Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
The best, probably one of the best running backs of all time.
Yeah, but you got to get your quarterback early, and he's pretty much a running back. He had almost as many rushing yards.
You know, I did have Barry Sanders as my running back.
I did too.
For my running back, I'd probably have to go Bo Jackson. I mean, what is there to say?
Unit on the baseball field and the football field.
Exactly.
All right, Nick, you're up again.
I'm going to go my QB, Joe Burrow, for the 2019 LSU team. He had Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson with him. That team was just unstoppable.
Cash?
At my quarterback position, I have it, now that you guys both have your quarterbacks, I could say who I was thinking about. It was between Baker Mayfield and Tim Tebow, but I'm going to have to skip to my wide receiver and I'm going to get Randy Moss.
See, you guys are talking about this LSU team. I'm going to take both the receivers. Give me Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase.
Yeah, I was thinking about them, but having Joe Burrow and both of them.
And now with my, because we get two wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, with my second wide receiver pick, I'm going to pick Megatron.
You could go with anyone, but you chose Megatron. It's crazy.
He's a unit.
All right, Nick, you're up.
It's a snake draft?
Yeah.
Okay. So for my first wide receiver, I had Jerry Rice, because, you know, Ethan Helga talks about him all the time, but Jerry Rice also in college was pretty unstoppable, if you wouldn't say so myself.
He was unstoppable in the NFL.
So. Yeah. I'm going to go my tight end as Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts?
Mm-hmm.
Not who I was expecting.
You got to take the picks.
All right, Cash.
Okay. I'm going to take Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen.
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends are going early. I don't even got a running back yet. Well, I guess I'll follow the trend. I'll take Brock Bowers as my tight end. And then my running back had down Barry Sanders and Bo Jackson. But K-State legend, Deuce Vaughn. You guys are sleeping on him.
Nice guy.
Absolutely not. With my quarterback pick, I've had time to think about this. I'm going to take Tim Tebow.
Dog out of Florida.
Oh yeah. For my last wide receiver, I'm going to take Justin Blackmore. Oklahoma State legend, even though I don't like Oklahoma State really.
I don't think anyone like Oklahoma State.
Besides Stockton.
Yeah, besides Stockton.
But I'm going to take him.
All right, so my final team was Johnny Manziel as my quarterback. My running back, Deuce Vaughn. Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, LSU, and then LSU, Jamar Chase. And then tight end, Brock Bowers.
I ended with Tim Tebow, Megatron, Moss, Barry Sanders, and Greg Olsen, which I think is a very good team.
Nick?
I ended with Joe Burrow, Bo Jackson, Jerry Rice, Justin Blackmore, and Kyle Pitts, which I don't know if that team's going to end up beating you guys, but.
Could you just imagine Johnny Manziel throwing to Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson? No. Nobody's stopping that. No one is stopping that.
We'll see.
Nah. So, NFL kicks off on Thursday night, so as of recording, it'll be tomorrow night for us. Who do you got? Chiefs or Ravens?
I have to go Chiefs. They just came off a Super Bowl winning season. I think they might even repeat the Super Bowl.
Three times?
Let's hope.
Yeah. Oh, we're all Chiefs fans, by the way. I mean,
yeah, but
not bandwagoners.
I might have to pick the Ravens for this one, though.
I'm going to have to agree with Nick. I feel like the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, not going to be able to do that much against this Ravens defense.
Even though I'm a Chiefs fan, I got to take the Ravens.
And I feel like Mahomes won't be able to do anything with his new receivers. I feel like we're overhyping him a little bit. I mean, Hollywood Brown out, Rashid Rice. We still don't know if he's going to be suspended this year or not. And unproven rookie that got thrown around all training camp.
Yeah.
I think McCole Hartman's best receiver in that mix. All right, thank you guys for tuning in to the first edition of the Playbook Podcast. We'll be putting out another show Friday morning.